Welcome to Kickoff and Beyond. My name is Eric. We are officially 1 week away from the Premier League, and I'm excited. I can't wait. I think it's gonna be exciting with everything going on. Even though it's, you know, everyone thinks it's a two-horse race, you never know how things pan out. In today's episode, I'll be giving my two cents on the Julian Alvarez transfer to Atletico Madrid. I'll talk about my predictions for the upcoming Manchester City versus United FA Cup Community Shield game. And then after that, I'm going to talk about the future of this podcast, some changes I have coming up, some stuff I'm excited to talk to you guys about. So first, Julian Alvarez signing with Atletico Madrid. Atletico paid 95 million euros for him. I think this is one of those ones where kind of everybody wins. For Manchester City, they got 95 million euros for their backup striker. Even though I think they'll sorely miss him, obviously they'll be just fine. They have unreal amounts of depth in their team. They're missing him, but they'll be all right. For Atletico Madrid, I think that this puts them, you know, probably on par with like a Barcelona, even though knowing that like their next door neighbor, Real Madrid, are stacked to the brim. You know, I don't think anyone has anyone but Real Madrid winning La Liga this year. But with Julian Alvarez for Atletico, this puts him to that second place like range. And for Alvarez himself, he's now the guy. You know, most of his career has been him being the backup or the role player or the whatever. But now he has the chance to like be the guy. You know, funny enough, I've been, you know, I read articles and I listen to a lot of different podcasts and stuff. And there seems to be this weird sort of like, I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about how some people think maybe it was overrated. Maybe, you know, he's not as good. Like, oh, if he was as good, he would be playing for City and whatnot. But I don't know. He's super young. I don't know. When you're like one of the lead strikers for the best national team in the world in Argentina, I think you kind of deserve the benefit of the doubt. I think he's going to do great things in Atletico, even though I am a Real Madrid supporter. I think it's going to make La Liga more fun to watch now that he's there. You know, it's going to make that Real Madrid versus Atletico games more entertaining. And yeah, I think, you know, in closing, I think that, you know, Alvarez is great for Atletico, is great for La Liga. And for Manchester City, they just got a cool 95 mil in the bank because of this. So good on everyone, I guess. So back to the Premier League, where this Saturday, we're going to see the FA Cup rematch between Manchester City and Manchester United for the FA Community Shield. And even though it's from what I've read, apparently this is kind of a glorified friendly game. I think that Manchester City is going to bring it, especially since losing to United in the FA Cup final. I think Manchester City is probably going to like try to make an example out of them. Like, you know, especially with all this like chatter going around about, you know, a lot of people, surprisingly enough, a lot of people have Arsenal winning the league this year in everyone's like very early predictions or whatever. People think that Arsenal is there. They think that, you know, City are going to be a little deflated, a little like less ambitious. You know, this whole Pep saga thing with him potentially leaving, him giving weird quotes here and there. You know, the players having played for as many championship and cups as they have. A lot of people have Arsenal winning this year. And I think that they hear this, they know this, so they're going to, you know, they're going to show them and show the whole Premier League why they are the kings, why they are always going to be the team to beat. You know, they're the four, you know, the four-peated, you know, 4 titles in 4 years. What is this? 5 titles in 6 or something like that, I believe. But obviously, in any game, you know, it's never set in stone. Things can happen. There's always a chance that United can win, simply for the fact that I have a big thing about these certain games, like especially early in the season. I think in most sports that if there's like a big game early in your season, I really feel like it can dictate and it can push momentum one way or the other. So for United, I think it's important for them to win this game, because I think that if they win, if they beat City in this Community Shield game, I think that it's going to be like a big motivator and they're going to kind of ride this wave in the beginning of the season. They're going to just be really hot. They're going to start stringing wins together and, you know, and it's going to be very good for their sort of like season to kind of get this win. And I think that it swings the other way too. Like if they lose, if they get annihilated like crazy, I think you can see United stumbling out of the gates in the beginning of the season. I think they'll be kind of second guessing themselves. Ten Hag's going to he'll be back on the hot seat where people are going to be talking about whether he should be sacked or if this is a bad decision by United's front office, or, you know, it's going to be just kind of chaos. So, yeah, for City, they can win or lose this game. I think they're just too good of a team. They've proven, you know, you don't win 4 league titles in a row on luck by itself. So they're going to be fine whether they win or lose this game. I think they want to win. Like I said, I think they want an example out of United, unfortunately. I think it's way more important for United to get this win if they want to have a good season ahead of them. And that brings us to the future of this podcast. Obviously, I'm very new at this. I'm still learning how everything works, how everything kind of flows together, what I'm even doing at this point. But yeah, I guess I'll just, you know, so for one, the thing that I'm most excited about is I will be having a co-host. He's a good friend of mine. We talk soccer all the time. Decided it'd be great. He knows a lot more about soccer than I do. He grew up watching soccer where I didn't. I'm still very much learning everything about, you know, leagues and players and who's who and what's what. So he's going to help a lot with the sort of balancing act of what we want to do here. So yeah, I'm very happy climbing on board this train, and we'll see what happens from there. When it comes to the scheduling of this podcast, we're thinking it's going to be twice a week. The first one will be on Thursday night, and basically we'll probably just, for Thursday night, we're going to talk about any kind of news that's been out during the week. We'll be talking about, we're going to be picking 4 games for the upcoming weekend of matches, kind of giving you guys our 4 games that we'll be watching. And discussing on the other podcasts, and then giving just general things, nothing too crazy. And then the Sunday, we're gonna have our Sunday night podcast where we'll be reviewing and discussing the 4 games that mentioned earlier. Also discussing any events that may have occurred, or, you know, all that fun jazz. But yeah, I'm super stoked on all this stuff. I've never done anything online in my life before. This is kind of scary. It's kind of cool. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you stick around. And but that's all for me. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.